has included us in, and we're thankful to be a part of what he has in store. But truly, this is indeed the day that he's made, and we're determined to rejoice and be glad in it. I know many of you are making your way toward this day and getting ready for what yet lies ahead. And so we thank God for his keeping power. We thank him for sustaining us and how he continues to bless us even in spite of ourselves. And we're certainly grateful for him including us in his plan for this day, for truly this is indeed the day that he's made. And so we're determined to rejoice and be glad in it. So we want to thank you again for being a part of this inspirational moment, and those who continue to support us each Tuesday at 7 a.m. Central Standard Time. Let me just give you the playback number for those of you who want to hear this message later by playback, and we'll be brief since we started late. It's 605-475-3228. That's 605-475-3228. It's a possibility that the enemy was trying to hinder or block us from getting this word out today. That's a possibility, but I believe that this word is designed for someone on the call or someone who will hear this message later by playback. And so we are certainly grateful for you participating and being a part. There's a scripture that I was meditating, praying, and deliberating over, found in Philippians, a very familiar passage of scripture, the third chapter, verses 13 and 14, where the Apostle Paul writes, "Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before me. I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus." There's a lot in that those two verses there that really helps us to stay focused. And these two scriptures, these two verses, they are familiar to us because we recite them oftentimes. But Paul here is doing some serious reflection. And the thing that really jumped out of these scriptures for me when he said, "But this one thing I do, this one thing I do." In other words, he's saying that he's going to focus on the present and the future, not on the past, but on the present and the future. So Paul has confessed in these few verses that he's not yet obtained perfection, but he's committed to what lies ahead. And so we know that the enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy, and that he wants to keep us in the past so that we won't move forward in the future. We know that he doesn't want us to enjoy the things of the present. He wants to sabotage that which God has given us in terms of blessings, in terms of breakthrough and deliverance. But we have to have a purposeful pursuit. And that's what Paul is getting at here in Philippians. All too often, we have been accused of being a generation of multitaskers. And many times we get so caught up in trying to do so many things till we don't have an opportunity to focus on one thing. And so Paul is clear here that we need to prioritize our efforts in terms of being consistent with that which we do well, and then allow God to create an atmosphere where all of those other things will fall in line, and not get in such a hurry to do so many things till we don't do anything well. I think in Matthew 6 and 33, he reminds us in that particular scripture that we need to seek what? First, there's one thing. First, the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Then all of the other things will be added unto us. So it lines up with what Paul is trying to get us to see in terms of our purposeful pursuit and how it is important for us to prioritize. That's a lot of P's right there. And so we have to press toward the calling that God has placed upon our lives, and we have to be intentional about what it is we are trying to accomplish and not try to do a whole lot of things. So many people try to do a whole lot of things till they're not in, effective in doing this one thing. So all of us have one thing that we're good at. And I think if we focus on making sure that we do that to the very best of our ability, then we will, the other things that are necessary in order to complete us, God will give us what we need in order to pursue that. So the word for today is purposeful pursuit. The word for today is prioritizing. The word for today is pressing. There's another P right there. And so we have to prioritize our spiritual growth by being intentional and focused on what God would have for us and not allow distractions to hinder us or prevent us from being that person that God would have us to be. And I believe the other things will fall in line. One of the things that I know is true is that many times we can get caught up in holding on to the pain of our past until it begins to hinder our progress toward what God has in the present and what he has in the future. So many people are not able to advance and move forward because they're holding on to the pain of their past, and it's hindering them from moving forward and progressing toward the present as well as toward the future. And so we can't go forward and continue to look back. So I don't know who that word is for today, but if you're stuck in a rut, if you're feeling as if you're not making any progress, if you feel as if you're not moving forward, then I want to encourage you to align your will with God's will. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. All these other things shall be added unto you. Forget what lies behind, not allowing that to hinder your progress toward the future, and focus on this one thing, as Paul would emphasize here. Focus on the present and focus on the future. And I believe God is going to give you something that's going to sustain you in order to be productive in what you're trying to accomplish. Well, that's the thought for today. You read that scripture when you have an opportunity later today, but that's Philippians, the third chapter, verses 13 and 14. And so we praise God for each of you today. And we're going to have a word of prayer. We hope that you have a successful day today as you make your way and continue to trust the timing of God in your situation. God, we're extremely grateful for this day, and we do thank you for our lives at this very moment. We bless you and we honor you, and we yet give you praise in the midst of the hustle and the bustle of this day. We pray that you will allow us to stay focused, that you will allow us to have a purposeful pursuit in the things that we're trying to accomplish. And then, God, we pray that you will allow us to be clear in terms of what you have for us and not get caught up in looking behind till we can't see what yet lies ahead and what and enjoy what's happening right now. So we give you praise in advance, and we thank you for the word that reminds us that we have to press toward that mark, and that this one thing that we have to do is forget those things which are behind and press toward that which lies ahead. So we give you praise, we give you honor, and we give you glory. We love you today, we honor you, and we bless your name. It's in the powerful and marvelous and matchless name of Jesus, even the risen Christ, we pray. And those who love God said, amen. All right, well, look, the playback number is 605-475-3228. And we hope you have a fantastic day today. And don't forget now to keep those spiritual antennas up, because I believe God is going to position you to be a blessing. For after all, we're blessed to be a blessing. We're saved to do some saving. And we're loved by God that we might love somebody else. All right, until next time, you be blessed.